Our guest at the cafe this morning is the Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. John Mark Dempsey. How are you?
I'm great, and Lavelle wears a lot of different hats. We're going to be talking about probably more than one thing, certainly beyond just his professor position. I saw your handsome features prominently displayed on the cover of a magazine here lately.
Very humbled by it. some folks called and interviewed me for the story, and I'll be honest with you, we had 12 people and the vice chancellor, Dr. James Hallmark, from the system here on campus. And we had the honorees staying at one of the local hotels, and they were discussing this article that they saw. And John Mark, be honest with you, I haven't even seen it, didn't know anything about it whatsoever. And so, they showed me the cover of magazine. But they were very humble that someone would consider the work that I do in my community, the church, and of course here at the university.
Well, it was it's Greenville Life magazine that the Herald Banner publishes. You don't even live in Greenville, Lavelle.
Live right here in the beautiful town of Commerce, Texas.
They stretched a point, I guess, for that. But wearing your New Orleans Saints gear, very nice.
And of course, I've received a lot of comments about my use of the New Orleans Saints cap as well.
But it's a nice article, service
thank
above
you.
Self.
By all means,
and then I saw another thing on you, and that is that you were honored at New Caney Missionary Baptist Church in Sulphur Springs here recently for 30 years.
Well, my ministry work, I think it's always important that the way I was raised by my aunt and uncle and an influence of my parents as well is that we always have to give back. And taking on the view of a servant leader is very important to me. And, of course, it's a story that I really just don't feel comfortable discussing as well.
But we haven't really talked very often about that, but you are a minister.
That is correct. And I love it. Been involved in ministry for 30 years.
Well, that's...
Started out when I was 12 years of age. So it's wonderful. And that's right. 12 years of age.
Is that
on the bayous in Louisiana.
So... Counting back for 30 years, that would take you back to 12 years old?
No, but I've been involved in it since I was 12 years of age.
Yes. 30 years at New Caney.
Right.
Well, that's great. So Lavelle's, as we say, involved all kinds of things. Commerce, school board, and a lot of other things as well. Yeah. We're talking with Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. So let's talk about some things going on here at the university. Of course, we've talked with you about civility quite a bit, and continue to have programs. So now the next major event connected to the civility initiative is at 12 noon Tuesday in the Student Center, and this has to do with broader subjects beyond civility, diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Yeah, as you know, there's a task force that the president appointed here on campus, and we're going to be meeting with students in the Student Center there, and the club starts at 12 noon. It's an open meeting. We have an agenda, and of course, we want to garner input from our students as well. We have student civility ambassadors. I appreciate the work that they're doing in the residence halls and with our Greek life and with our Student Government Association. So these are wonderful things that we're involving our students as well.
Are you already seeing some results? Can you tell that the talk about civility and the emphasis on it is making an impact?
Well, for those 200 individuals already going through it, you will notice across the beautiful campus here at A&M Commerce, you'll see signs up. You see individuals more collegial with one another, and it's going to take some time, but it's an initiative that the president wants to see happen on campus, and I'm very happy to be a part of it.
So this event Tuesday at noon in the club at the Student Center, this is for all students?
All students, all employees. It's one of our open meetings. Anyone can come give us input. We have an active agenda. We'll be talking about cultural competency as well. So individuals are welcome to come out to the club on Tuesday, March the 3rd at 12 noon.
And you just got back from, I think, do you do this once a year, the bus tour of the civil rights locations in the South?
It's a beautiful thing. We actually have four classes for our students. We have one there in Mississippi. We have one in Birmingham. We have one in Atlanta, and we have one also in Washington, D.C., and I'm always so happy when former United Nations ambassador Andrew Young, who has taken such a strong affinity and love for A&M Commerce. He calls the students and he gives them firsthand information as what was going on in the 50s and the 60s with the civil rights movement here in the South.
So you have a class in each one of those cities.
That is correct.
Along the tour.
That is correct.
Uh-huh. Tell me about Roscoe Jones.
Roscoe Jones, for the most part, is a wonderful individual. Those that know the story of the three civil rights workers, Cheney, Goodman, and Swirney, that was killed by the Klan. Roscoe Jones was actually to be the fourth individual in the car with them. And he and I were speaking on the phone the other day, and he shared with the students that sometimes because he is habitually late on things and was not traveling with them at that time, didn't get arrested, and of course wasn't in the car that night. But of course he knew James Cheney personally. That was a good friend of his. And it's just so wonderful for the students here at A&M Commerce to not only read something in a book, but now they get a chance to see it firsthand.
But he escaped.
He did escape.
The fate that the others had just by pure chance.
By just pure chance. And now he tells the story, and he's, you know, 78 years young, and he continues to meet with the students each year.
And these folks are not going to be around forever, are they?
They're not going to be around for long, but A&M Commerce is very fortunate in the sense that Roscoe Jones and all the others have taken a great love for A&M Commerce, and I really want to personally thank Frank and Rosalie Turner. Frank is one of our distinguished alums at the university. They're the ones that put the seed money forward, and we've taken somewhere almost close to 300 students now over the years on these trips.
Yeah, it's great. Val, how about some peanut butter cup hot chocolate this morning?
I'm going to stick with the one that has always been good to me. I need that plain hot chocolate.
Well, I take that as a compliment. Val, thanks for sitting down with us again.
Always.
Val Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETO.